Welcome to another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, did you know that recently we had the Junior State Softball Championships in Gawler?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and a local girl that's been playing down here in softball in Gawler since she was 9 years old and plays with Two Wells. It's Sally Green. Welcome to the show, Sally.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, first off, Sean, would you like to ask a couple of questions?
Well, how do we like? It's wonderful that we've got some championships coming to Gawler, especially at Kalbeetha there. So tell us how you went through the process of getting those championships located in Gawler.
So there's a bit of a process to it. So each club gets notified that the junior state champs are coming up, and all associations have a chance to enter their expression of interest to hosting it at their venue. So we had to obviously fill in some paperwork, give them some dates and information about how and why we want to hold it at our grounds. And, and they go through a process, obviously, checking off the things that they, you know, they want to look at. And, Gawler was successful in receiving it this season or this year.
Now, I think a lot of people don't really appreciate the hours of work that go into preparation for a tournament such as the one you had. So what sort of extra time did you guys have to put in? How many people were involved in getting the tournament up and running?
So the background side of it was sort of run by a handful of us. So myself, I got it all going, obviously, with all the paperwork and that sort of thing with through Software Say and the softball side of it. And then we had Veg... she's a long-standing member of Gawler Association as well. So she did all the correspondence with council, so the Gawler Council or Town of Gawler. So there's obviously permits and things like that we have to go through and explaining everything that we're going to have at the grounds. And then obviously Amanda Stewart, she was a huge help for me. She did a lot of the background work, organising catering and vendors and suppliers for, tents and gazebos and barbecues and, you know, everything that we sort of need out there. And then Software Say themselves loaned us the back nets and the bases and all of that, because we obviously don't have huge amounts of diamonds out at Gawler. So with having 25 teams playing out at Gawler with approximately 300 participants each, 300 participants in total. So that's a lot of diamonds. So we ran off for 8 diamonds. So obviously there was a lot of setup with marquees and diamonds and things like that. And then on the Friday was a lot of setup. So we had quite a few crews. Rhodey, Amanda Unger, our president, she was out there with Ben McInerney, and Bob Bartels. They were setting up the diamonds, marking out all the lines. So we had 8 diamonds. So, yeah, there was a lot of work and, there was a lot of people that came out. I mean, obviously I can't name everyone, but, there was just a lot of people out there on Friday, especially just putting their heads down and really going through, making sure everything was set up, ready to go. So we were actually still setting up a few diamonds as people were rolling in, ready to start warming up for their games.
Well done, because, it is a tough thing to do, and congratulations on getting all that done and getting the softball championships. So he had a cracking weekend too. The weather was perfect.
Oh, we couldn't have asked for better weather. Coming in a bit warm there on Sunday, ready for those finals. But, we had great weather. No, can't complain about that.
Now, what about the teams? There's obviously a bit of a spread between the city-based and the country associations. What I see Hills were in 4 of the 5 finals. So, obviously, they're pretty well set up unit down at Hills.
Excuse me. Yeah, Hills, they actually hosted it about 2 years ago, so not last year, the year before. So they hosted it up there at Mount Barker. And I actually have a good relationship with one of the ladies down there that organised it down there. So she helped me out a lot with organising of ours. And, they've got a great bunch of kids down there, and they're all so friendly. And, they're really, really great. Mob of kids, girls and boys out there actually, so their boys did quite well as well. They've got a couple of Aussie kids playing in their teams too. So,
well, they won both the boys and the 16s and under 14s. The under 16s beat Riverland 10-7, and the and the under 14 boys beat Central District Football Association Red 14-0. So obviously they've got a good boys association there, and they also
very successful, aren't they, with their boys? Yeah.
They won the girls under 16 4-2 over Port, and they just went down in the under 14 girls to West Torrens.
Yes, that was actually a really good game, that one.
Yeah, and what about the under-18 ladies? Sturt beat Seacombe 9-0, and I noticed quite a few sprinkling of A-grade softballers from the allied competition there.
Yeah, and that was actually a good game, that one. Sturt and Port Adelaide, the Maggies. Maggies, I believe, were actually undefeated for the whole tournament, and come that grand final game, Sturt just got on top of them with some really good batting and placement hitting, and, yeah, they came through well there.
Yeah, I see Millie Fidge was the winning pitcher for Sturt. She pitches quite a bit for Sturt Agley.
Yeah, she's a great pitcher, actually, down there she is.
And there is one local girl, Becky Havis, played for Seacombe.
Yeah.
She come from the Gawler and District Association.
Yes, actually, sorry, I believe it was Seacombe that was in that under-18s grand final, I'm sorry, it wasn't Port, yeah. Seacombe were undefeated the whole tournament, I'm sorry about that. She was their first base for that grand final game, and she's actually a long-time Gawler standing girl, and, yeah, she's done well. She's moved down to Adelaide, and she's been in some of those fully loaded games they're hosting down there, so... Yeah, she's really sort of stepped up in her career there in softball and, yeah, running really well.
How many teams did Gawler have in the championships, and how did the local girls go?
So Gawler unfortunately only had two teams. We did have a third nominated, the under-12s, but there wasn't a lot of competition for the under-12s, so we ended up not having an under-12s comp in our championships this year. So we had to sort of withdraw our team, so we kind of bumped a couple of the older, more experienced ones up into our under-14 girls so that they could still get a run, and we found some jobs for the some of the younger ones. They were back girls and stuff like that. So we tried to make sure we still included them, because it was disappointing we couldn't keep them in the side. We had the two teams, and they did really well. Our boys team was a big range as well, actually, of young versus old. So we had probably four or five really experienced right at that end level of the age group there, and then some quite young, sort of inexperienced kids. That those older ones really sort of put them under their wing, and yeah, they just had a great competition. They had a lot of fun, and those kids just really enjoy playing softball. And the coaches that they had there, Amanda Stewart and Brooke Skews, who's also part of the baseball out there, but she's back there with Giants, so she was coaching with those girls, with the boys. And then Matt Sutton and Tammy Warner coached our junior girls. So, and Matt is a great asset, actually. He's just sort of come out to Gawler in the last couple of seasons, and he has been just, yeah, amazing with our competition out there with those juniors. He's a great asset.
Do you find that these tournaments really can make a difference to teams in your normal sort of home and away season? But when you've got those tournaments and you're together for, you know, a couple of days and you're doing all those different things together, it seems to really bring groups and teams together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for our Gawler kids to experience that that level of competition. So obviously out at Gawler, where the level out at Gawler is not quite as strong as it is in those Adelaide based teams, so it's a great opportunity for them to sort of experience that level. And obviously, you know, as a player myself, you play to the level around you, so, you know, playing in that higher level brings your level up as well. So
I was going to ask you about your
opportunity.
The setup, I mean, I'm not a softball baseball person, unlike Rob, but so how does the state system work here for softball, like in terms of associations and clubs and divisions, etc.?
Oh, good question. There is a lot of competitions out there that basically the Softball SA put out nominations or expressions of interest for kids to come out and try out for certain competitions and things like that. So all they really need to do is, you know, show that interest, get out there and try their hardest. And, you know, there's nationals, there's all sorts of things. And they're actually bringing the softball back into the Olympics, thank God.
Yes, that's great news.
Yeah.
And baseball.
And baseball, yeah.
And our girls, what I know, I think our girls have done really well at their recent national championships the last couple of years. Our under 18 girls, 16, 18 girls, is that correct?
Yeah, they're doing really well, actually. We've got such a great level of experience out there, and, you know, the abilities, the utility players, the pitchers, catchers, like, there's just such great experience out there, and we're going to go a long way with our softball, I think.
Now, Sally, tell us a little bit about your own career. Now, how long have you played for Two Wells?
Oh, I started at Two Wells when I was about 9, and then we moved to Malala when I was 13. So I had a couple of seasons actually playing for the Malala Hornets.
Yep.
So unfortunately, with the numbers out here at Malala, we sort of that club folded. So my mum and I actually went back to Two Wells. So I've pretty much been a Two Wells girl the majority of my softball career, and I have myself also played state softball when I was 15, 16 years old. I played for South Australia. We went to Queensland and played in a competition up there, and and I did quite a few seasons in Shrikes, which is, or I think it's like the Stars or stuff that they call it now. But, yeah, so I did quite a few seasons of Shrikes as well and played at Waverley competitions and that sort of thing. So I've certainly sort of travelled around the country a little bit with my softball as well. And now this, last year actually, was my first chance to actually be old enough and play in a Masters tournament. So I played my first Masters last October here in Adelaide. So that was quite good actually. So I followed my mum around in Masters competitions for quite a few years. So I was a bit of a Masters groupie. I did coaching, scoring, and just spectating a lot of the time. So now I was actually old enough to finally join one of these Masters competitions and, joined in last year in October.
Now, I believe Bill Murray starred in a movie which was based on Gawler Softball Groundhog Day, because Kangas seem to win the premiership every year, but Two Wells are quite often the runner-up, aren't they?
Oh, yes, we are. Unfortunately, we're certainly, we're always the bridesmaid, never the bride there with those Kangas girls. I reckon they're running on about, thinking 16, 17 premierships those girls have got. So we've got a great relationship with those Kangas girls and boys as well out there. So Two Wells and Kangas have always got that fun rivalry we've got, but we can always sit down at the end of the game and have a drink and a laugh about it. And that's the one thing I really do enjoy about Gawler Softball Association is, as much as we're competitors on the field, we're always mates off the field, and it's great like that. So
now, let's have a scoop for our show. Tell us, what is the secret that you're trying to uncover to beat Kangas in the grand final?
If you know the secret, I'd love to know it. If you can share that, that would be helpful.
Well, what other teams? What other teams play in the Gawler League?
So we have Giants. They've actually been one of the long-standing ones out there as well. So Giants are a Gawler-based or club. Blue Jays are also Gawler-based, and they've been sort of they were actually one of our higher member clubs as well a few years back. But, all of our clubs out there are starting to sort of, with weekend trading and technology these days, we're losing a lot of the kids out there. So, but yeah, we've got Giants, Blue Jays, Trinity, Two Wells, and Kangas, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds Gawler softball's been going around now for, about 40 years old, isn't it?
We'll be coming up to our 40th anniversary, actually, so 82. So, yeah, 2 years away, we'll be in our 40th year.
And with the T-ball competition that's been established in recent seasons and other issues there's girls have been attracted to baseball recently. Gawler Rangers have had a female team for a couple of years.
Yes.
That's going to help the softball attract further players over the next few years.
We hope so, yes, because even part of our out at Gawler, we just this season we upped the age limit of our boys to play in our mixed competition, because we've got a few boys that are just really keen to still play that softball, and we don't want to lose them. So we actually upped our age limit for the boys, because it used to be 12 years old for boys. So now we've actually upped it to 14, actually 15, I think it is. But we're in the hopes of, obviously we can't go much older with the mixed competition, but if we keep those boys around and keep trying to recruit some boys, we would like to actually get a boys competition out at Gawler and eventually a men's. So NAPSA have actually been in contact with us as well, in trying to sort of get that men's competition going a lot stronger out as part of softball as well. Sorry to take that away from your baseball there, Rob. But,
no, they'll play both. I mean, I used to play baseball and softball all the time. Anyway, listen, Sally, it's been fantastic chatting with you. I'd love to have you on again sort of down the track a bit, but so ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.